This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Afghan Taliban have denounced U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to call off peace talks with the insurgent group. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The secret meeting was to have taken place at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland, just days before the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. But in a tweet Saturday, President Trump said he was canceling it because of a car bombing in the Afghan capital on Thursday that killed 12 people, including 10 civilians and an American soldier, an attack for which the Taliban claimed responsibility. Trump said the attack would only weaken the Taliban's bargaining position, tweeting, "If they cannot agree to a ceasefire during these very important peace talks, they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway." And he asked, "How many more decades are they willing to fight?" Ben Thomas, Washington.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains why the talks were canceled.
We had a commitment that they would meet in Oslo to begin reconciliation conversation. And then the Taliban overreached. They killed an American in an effort to gain leverage at the negotiating table. And President Trump said enough.
Pro-democracy activists rallied outside the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong on Sunday as they try to ramp up international pressure on Beijing following 3 months of protests. Panzer Chan organized today's rally.
Hong Kong is the forefront of the battle against the totalitarian regime of China. And this is the forefront of the free world. Please support us. Please support us in our fight.
The protesters called on the U.S. to pressure Beijing to meet their demands. China's trade with the United States is falling sharply as the two sides prepare for more negotiations. There is no sign of progress toward ending a worsening tariff war that threatens global economic growth. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Thousands of people are fleeing